As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to bandwagon, gotta have a little fun with some audio here. Nick DeToro is a massive South Bronx slumlord's hunk and crybaby. I appreciate the passion, but God, it's crybaby. He's a crybaby.
I've heard him go on at different times.
He posted a couple of videos tonight after the slumlords got walked off by the Cincinnati Commies in 11. They lose 5-4 after the slumlords took the lead in the top of the 11th.
Ooh.
They gave it up in the bottom of the 11th. And they are losers. Here is Chris. I just play both of them together because they're practically like it's almost like they're 8 minutes apart that he posted them.
Oh, okay.
But they may as well have just been the same damn rant.
Yeah.
Here is Nick DeToro losing his mind because the slumlords got walked off in Cincinnati.
I just saw the box score. I don't even have to see the game. You can just tell, 3-0, 3-0, and I blink, and I'm like, it's 3-3. What the f*** happened? And then look at the box score. The guy pitched 6 innings, 4 hits. Why was he taken out? For what? 80-something, why? This other dude, Lasagna, why is it there? Now he's the Lasagna. Forget about Lasagna. I'm not even going to call him Lasagna no more. Can't get nobody out. Why are you pulling a guy pitching a shutout? I don't understand this. I don't know who makes this decision. I don't know who does it.
Goodness.
It is. It's really frustrating. Really. This freaking Johnny Lasagna. He's complete bust this year. Blew the game today. Blew Rodon's game, I heard. Can't even beat the Reds. Can't even beat the freaking Reds. Come on, man. This really is embarrassing. This team is going nowhere. Nowhere. Guy, man, you can't trust him now. Throwing meatballs.
Yankees fans having meltdowns.
A foul mouthed young man.
You know, it warms my heart right to the very cockles.
Oh my goodness! I mean, yeah, he was definitely upset going off. I've heard him rant before in the past, but yeah.
You know,
it was a good one. That was a good one.
Every time the slumlords lose, a child gets a puppy.
Oh, is that what happens?
Please think of the puppies.
Please think of the puppies.
Every time Nick DeToro has a meltdown, a child gets a puppy.
Goodness.
Please think of the puppies.
Oh, my God.
So they lose 5-4 to Cincinnati in horrifying fashion. Now, by the way, the guy who gave up the two runs in the 11th was Mark Leiter Jr., not Loaisiga, but Loaisiga, the one drawing the ire. No longer going to call him Lasagna. Okay.
Lasagna.
They're a little strange.
Just a little bit.
Let's get to the bandwagon.
I'm on a board.
Yeah, he's been off the wagon 2 years.
Off the wagon?
I think it's off the wagon.
I think it's on the wagon.
You're back on the wagon.
Right off the wagon.
What the hell do you know about wagon?
I know enough not to get on them.
Told you.
All right, time to get on and get off. Play some wagon. All right, Chris. Our first story is one that would make Bajani a little squeamish.
Oh, really?
A woman tied up her boyfriend and strangled him to death.
Okay.
While sexting another man.
Wait. Wait, what?
You're going to love this story, dude.
Okay.
Mohammed Amin Mukhtar was murdered by his then 25-year-old girlfriend, Charlotte Dootson, okay, who tied him up at his hands, his feet, and his neck with extension cords before strangling him to death. So his family called him quiet and kind and said he was murdered by his evil partner. And they've been wanting answers for 4 years after his, quote, sadistic murder. She strangled him to death in their house in 2021. He was bound by his hand, feet, and neck by extension cords. She had him tied up for more than 2 hours while she was sexting with a man she met online.
Okay.
Before she killed him.
Of course.
She pled guilty to his murder, was sentenced to life in prison. Muhammad was described as harmless and vulnerable and had suffered domestic abuse at the hands of his then-girlfriend for years. Police received 12 calls in relation to violence against him between May of 2018 and July of 2021. She was arrested 3 times, remained in custody for a month in relating to one particular case. She used weapons, including knives, to attack him on multiple occasions.
All right.
And the attacks intensified with frequency and seriousness. That's why she was allowed to murder him, apparently.
Yeah.
At the time of the murder, Dutson, a former drug addict with a personality disorder, makes a great partner.
Well.
Was under investigation for strangling him with a cable extension cord in a different incident.
Wait, so this wasn't the first time?
Was not the first time.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that. More dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is what the police had to say. Actions taken to risk assess and safeguard Mr. Mukhtar by agencies will be looked at, and the inquest will explore the information sharing between the police, the city council, and the mental health division in respect to the risk of violence that was posed by Ms. Dutson.
I mean,
if you're a dude,
oh man,
and you're getting your ass kicked by your girl for years, and you stayed with this psychopath, it's kind of your own fault. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate what happened to my man, but, bro, I got to get out of there. I thought this was going to be a one-time incident, but no, this was a pattern. Years of abuse and mental and physical just abuse going on here. Bro, he should have been gotten out of there. So, yeah, definitely, I'm on the bandwagon.
Chris,
I don't understand why people stay in relationships like that. I mean, I get it. You might be in love, but abuse, just leave, man. Walk out. Block her. Never talk to her again. You'll be all right. There's plenty of fish out there, man. You'll be just fine. So I'm on.
This is crazy.
See, I blame...
This is wild.
I blame Mr. Mukhtar's parents because they raised a meow.
I was going to say, what did they do? Yeah.
They raised a meow. He let a woman kick his ass for 3.5 years and didn't have the stones to leave or protect himself. He was a meow. And this is a case of Darwin winning.
On top of that, why would you let someone tie you up that you know had kicked your ass in the past and tried to stab you and do these other horrible things to you? Why would you let them tie you up?
Especially with the same extension cord she tried to strangle you with the last time.
Yes, why? I mean, the parents pretty much said that he was a little naive and apparently didn't have the stones to walk out the door.
It's called
meow. Come on.
Giant
meow. Man. Rest in peace, McDar, whatever
you
his
know,
name was.
It's very unfortunate that this gentleman passed. But he was a wuss.
He was, yeah.
And didn't defend himself. Apparently ever.
Just leave. How about that?
You know, and how about don't date drug addicts with personality disorders? Just saying, maybe that would be a good idea. Choose your partner wisely.
It don't sound like the best combination for a healthy, productive relationship.
Now, I'm gonna take a risk here and say that you have seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah,
thank God.
Been a long time. But
I know, but Johnny hasn't.
Oh, really?
This was an episode where, like, you know, at the very end, it's like, he chose poorly.
Yes.
And that is all the time we have for tonight's bandwagon.
Oh, my goodness.
Astros winning. Slumlords loser. It always makes me feel good to say loser. Every time we say slumlord, loser.
They got to take that L, man.
It makes me feel good, man.
Take that L.
It does. It really does make me feel good. And, you know, the homeless ass loser. How about... the coffee sippers won. Dang it. That's the only bad thing about tonight. All right, we're back. Manana. Maybe Bajani decides he wants to work. Maybe not. We'll find out. If not, hopefully we will have Mr. Partee with us. Because...
you just never know.
Chris Partee, not lazy.
Always fun to come hang out with y'all.
Chris Santiago, not lazy. I am Patrick Creighton. I'm only lazy when I want to be. You have a great night. H-Town!
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
Thank you. Good night.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.